This is Roll Tweet on Rock Island. Late in the spring of 1912, two itinerant photographers appeared in Dubuque, Iowa, lugging a large format camera, glass plate negatives, and a magnesium flash lamp. Itinerant photographers were not unusual in towns like Dubuque, so they received no attention from the press. What they proceeded to do, however, was unusual. Rather than rent space for a studio to take portraits of prominent citizens and interested families, they began visiting local workplaces to photograph men and women at work. While the photos were not candid, their camera needed several seconds of exposure to capture an image, they were pictures of workers at their uncleaned workplaces doing what they normally did on the job, dressed in work clothes. Here were employees in a print shop at their stations, stone carvers at a monument company, a waitress in her apron at a soda fountain, bartenders at several taverns, a doctor at a roll-top desk. Yes, there were mounds of paperwork even then. And even the operating room of Mercy Hospital. There were tin ceilings and spittoons and litter. We only know what the photographers themselves looked like because they stood in as customers in several photos with bowler hats, suits, and ties. By the time they left, they had made 440 glass plate negatives of Dubuque at work. Then they left as quietly as they came. They may have sold a few pictures to some of the businesses, but fortunately for us, Peter Clower, president of one of the businesses, Clower Manufacturing Company, took an interest in the project and bought all the glass plates. They remained in storage in a warehouse of the Clower Company, the delicate glass amazingly preserved until the 1980s, when a Clower grandson, William, donated a set of contact prints to a new Center for Dubuque History at Loras College, the brainchild of Loras archivist Mike Gibson. Clower eventually donated the remaining glass plate negatives to the center as well. If you have any interest in history, these archives are worth a visit. Local history records are rare, those accounts of what everyday people did every day, compared to the minimum of 3 books a year still being published on the Civil War.
Support for this special Dubuque Week edition of Rock Island Lines comes from Mercy Medical Center Dubuque, offering healthy and lasting weight loss solutions. Information about Mercy's Just For You weight loss program is available at mercydubuque.com/weightloss.